Okay, I gotcha. I thought you were referring to CB or as far as radio, but yes, all I learned about the CBs, John Wayne taught me, and the fighting CBs, so that's about it there, yeah. Yeah, that's probably what I would have done. I'd never been in the service myself, but that's probably what I would have done. Gone into for the Navy and probably done something like this, you know, for radio man on board a ship or something like that. So, but you know, never done anything like that. I'm over here in traffic and thinking about what the other comment you made was. I was going to comment on again, and I'm getting short-term memory loss here, watching out for the traffic here. Well, actually, the GMRS, yeah, I think you do need a license. Fairly confident you do. The FRS frequencies, however, you do not, but those are, you know, much lower power. I don't think they really overlap the amateur radio bands, because those are, 462 and 467 megahertz for those frequencies. But, yeah, I've got a few other friends that do it, and I know there's an overlap of, AMs do it as well, too, so I'm kind of curious just to see how many are AMs and how many are not. Maybe eventually some of the ones who are not will eventually become one. Maybe. We can only hope. The only thing is, I'm going to have to start carrying around so many radios. You know, I'll have to have, you know, something for HF and something for System Fusion and Z-Star. Just wish they would just combine them so you have something all in one. But maybe check out I think they came out with a new product. It used to be called OpenStart, and I think it's called RF Mic 1 or something like that. And I'm going to have to go and refresh myself, but I think you can purchase one of those and use that for any of them. But I think you have to have a radio that's capable of it first, so. Let's see here. Well, let me just toss it back to you there, Fred. I'm over here just approaching 696 and 75. Kind of got to be pretty slow here, so. Rush hour traffic, but been telling some other people the past few days. It's not as bad when I have enjoyment of talking with someone like you, so. It takes away some of the, the stress, I guess. Maybe not stress, but my loss of patience. Back to you, Fred.
Yeah, sometimes a little bit of distraction is all you need. And I've definitely been there on my long commute where I'm listening to the same podcast or I'm listening to an audiobook. I'm just nodding off. So being able to interact and have back and forth with somebody sometimes helps, keep your eyes open. But, when it comes to digital is, it's a little bit strange in that it seems like you need to go where your people are, and if your people are on digital, it's kind of hard to get that ball rolling. I know there are some people that have great code plugs and stuff, and they will go out of their way to build radios for their friends and their contacts to get them on certain digital modes. And I know that there has been some work to a degree with the different companies to bridge that gap when it comes to, like, Fusion. I understand that some kind of combination of DMR maybe. I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah, that's kind of the trouble with digital is you gotta find kind of where your people are. And one of the mistakes that I made is I went out and got a clear node, or I think it's called a Pi Star node, and went through all the hoops to get that set up for as like a hotspot to work with DMR stuff, and I couldn't find the right community for me. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to back away and focus on analog for now. Analog, I have enough people